Lesson 23. A bombing took place in Guernica, a small town in Spain, on April 26, 1937. German bombers destroyed the town, and more than 1,000 people were killed. The bombing shocked the world, and the Paris newspapers were full of reports and photos from the town. The Spanish artist Pablo Picasso was living in Paris at the time and heard the news. In January 1937, the government of Spain had asked Picasso to paint a wall painting for Spain's exhibition at the 1937 Paris World's Fair. Picasso had agreed to paint, but had done no work on it for 3 months. Then, on May 1st, Picasso started making sketches. 10 days later, Picasso began painting his ideas onto a giant canvas. In the finished painting, we can see a screaming horse, a dead child, a burning house, torn bodies. But Picasso does not show us the face of the enemy. When Guernica was put on display at the World's Fair, it was too difficult for many people to understand. The guidebook for the German exhibition called it "The Dream of a Crazy Man That Could Have Been Painted by a 4-year-old Child." However, a French poet looked at Guernica and said, "All that we love is going to die." During the war, Picasso stayed in Paris, which was under German control. The Nazis hated his paintings, but did not harm him because he was too famous. However, they often tried to frighten him. A Nazi officer came to his studio one day and looked around his studio for something to criticize when he noticed a photo of Guernica lying on a table. "Did you do this?" asked the officer. "No," replied the artist. "You did."